is attention to the problem. Letting go is allowing the solution to be revealed to you. So just the feeling of trying, can't you feel resistance in that? And there's so many people. It is the reason that we talked for so long about we see you. It's like you take your boat down to the river's edge and deliberately, almost all of you, turn it upstream and begin paddling very hard. And we say, why not just turn and go with the flow? And people say, well, I'm supposed to try. Aren't I supposed to exercise some decision-making? Aren't I supposed to offer some effort? Aren't all the monuments given to those who struggle and overcome struggle? And we say, maybe that's the way you give your physical monuments. But the true trophy of joy and expansion is one that is effortless. It's the releasing of struggle and the allowance of the natural abundance and well-being, you see. Doesn't it just annoy you when when you ask someone for something and they say, I'll try, doesn't it just hit you wrong? And doesn't it make you want to say, I'm sorry, I've asked the wrong person. I've asked the wrong person because I don't want you to try. I want you to have already have been there. I want you to know the outcome as I know the outcome. Then we're in sync. But if you've got to try, then I've come to you prematurely. I must be out of the vortex or I couldn't have found you.
So if I dream about having something and when I'm dreaming about it, it feels uncomfortable, is that because I'm having a conversation with myself about it that isn't the truth?
See how complicated people make things? Wow. Well, first remember that what you think and how you feel and what manifests always match. Always, no exception. And in your dream state, what you've thought, what you've been thinking and how you feel about it and what's manifesting in your dream state always matches. Your dreams are just manifestations of what you've been thinking and feeling, you see. So if you dreamed something that made you feel uncomfortable, that dream is just an advanced announcement to let you know what you're doing vibrationally. In other words, we teased earlier about how if you're aware of how you feel, your emotions are a pre-manifestational awareness. You can tell if you've got chronic negative emotion that when you get to wherever you're headed, you're not going to like it because that negative emotion is the indicator that you're moving in opposition to where you really want to be. And if you wait until it's already manifested, now it's harder. It's still an indicator. Everything that has manifested in your life is nothing more than an indication of what you've been doing vibrationally. But isn't it wonderful that you can have this dream which is in between that? It's more vivid than emotions because it plays out in full cinema, often with sound and music. And so you have this real feeling experience, and yet the reality of it, it has not shown up in your life experience, so it's easier for you to realize that you've got resistance and then do something about it. Your dreams are wonderful evidence of what's going on vibrationally. And if you wake from a dream and it was delicious, then say to yourself, my vibrational habits are as I want them to be and good things are unfolding. But if you awaken from an unsettling dream, say, I've got some work to do. I'm outside of the vortex on this subject more than I realized. How can I get in? How can I soothe this situation? And the most important component of any dream is how it felt while you were dreaming it. So when you first wake up, let your first thought be, did I dream and how did I feel within the dream? Esther loves flying dreams because they indicate to her feeling of alignment. And the other night she dreamed that she was on a bouncing ball. And her shoes were just like rubber balls, and she had to hold her feet together, but she was bouncing about 6 or 8 feet everywhere that she went. And she said, well, I'm not flying, but I'll take this. In other words, because it was really fun, coming down to earth every now and again, but bouncing way high, yes.
And so that is also true of dreams that you have during the day, the same thing. So a nighttime dream or a daytime dream.
Describe what you mean.
Well, I'm meaning a wish, really, a dream that you have, something you're putting into your vortex. You're thinking about something, thinking that might be nice.
Well,